Torah teaches us in this week's parasha, Parashas Emor, Emor Kaharan b'nei Haran. The Torah tells Aaron that l'nefesh le'itam ba'amav. We know Kahanim have the obligation, may not become tamei. The pasuk in the and the Navi in the Haftarah quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Bes ami yoru bein kodesh l'chol," and Pasuk is telling us in Yecheskel that it is the obligation of the Kohanim to teach Klal Yisrael to differentiate between Kodesh L'chol. The Sefer Teres Dovid explains that Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Sefer Kohelis, Leiv Chacham L'yaminoi, Leiv Ksir L'smoiloi. And he explains that Yamin represents Torah, as the Pasuk says, Miyaminai Eishtos Lomai, and Smoil represents worldly goods, represents Gashmius, as we say, B'smoilai Oishav Chavid. It is the job of the Chacham, it is the objective of the Chacham, to constantly think about Torah himself, and to teach others of the importance of Torah. The people who don't have that quality, they prioritize the Gashmius over the Ruchnius. And that's why the Pasuk says that the fools go in the dark, they don't have their priorities right. Kodesh represents Ruchnius. Kodesh represents Torah, represents Chochmah. And Chol represents what's not important. And the Pasuk teaches us what is the place of the Kohen. What is his role? This ami yoyre ben kodesh l'chol, to teach what is kodesh, to teach them what is chol, and to teach them what should be important and what should be less important. And therefore, we can well understand where the Torah begins the parasha of Kohanim, by saying that l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that the Kohanim may not become tamei. The Medrash says on that pasuk, "Who did ksiv?" The pasuk says, "In Tehillim Yiras Hashem Tahir Mez Laad." Amr Levi, "Miyiram Shnishara Aram Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu." The fact that Aaron feared Hashem had Yiras Shemayim, Zoycha V'Nitnaloi a parasha Azu. This parasha that we now learn was given to him. Shein Azozmi Menu V'Loi B'Banav V'Loi B'Nei Banav Atzayf Kol Adaris. They will remain connected. The Kohanim are remain connected to this parasha forever. This is a parashas hameis. The parashas hameis, the parasha that a kohen may not become tamei, is the parasha that defines kohanim and remains with the kohanim for all future generations. And of course, we know the kohanim play such an important role in Klal Yisrael, and they do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the parasha that they may not become tamei what's so special? Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelis, "Tavla lechas abeis avol belechas abeis amishta, b'ashusoyf kol odom v'chai yitein alibay." The pasuk is teaching us that it's preferable to go to the home of an avol than to home to a party, because that what causes us to realize what is the end of all people, as the Gemara indeed in Masechta Mayakotin Daf Chav Chesam Abay says, "V'chai yitein aliboy." Everyone who's alive should pay attention. Dvarim Shalmisa. What is the end of every individual? The Yasper Yispadune, the Kavah Yikbarune. That at the end, people are going to leave this world. People are going to have to give a din v'cheshbon, and that's what's going to cause them to do what's right and avoid what's doing wrong. So, if going to a Beis Avol is such a powerful way of preventing us from doing what's wrong, so why are Kohanim specifically told the nefesh lo yitamav, that they may not in any way connect to a nifter? And I saw from the Sefer Evan Shlomo, he explains that of course remembering and thinking about death, about Misa, causes a person to have a powerful effect on influence and causing a person to do what's right. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we should, on our own, not because of the fear of death, come to the recognition what we are supposed to do in this world. But rather, what we should do is that we should realize on our own the value of a life of Torah, the value of a life of Ruchnius. Ivdus Hashem besimcha, the Kohanim who did the Avodas Hashem, and the prerequisite to do the Avodas Hashem properly is Avodas Hashem besimcha, are told, don't become Tamei. Lenefesh lo yitama. Don't become Tamei. Don't use the method of Yaskala Yom Amisa, of the way to become better. But what is the way that they should use to grow in their Avodas Hashem? The way to grow in their Avodas Hashem is by realizing Sifsei Koyin Yishmur Das, by connecting to the Torah. That's the way a person does better. And that's why the Medrash says about Avram Yaakov Avinu Gemara Masechta Tainus Daf Chesam Abeis Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. What it means is Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. Yaakov Avinu did not need to use Misa as a way to do what's right. He was able to figure it out without that. And that's why the Zohar says about Eliyahu HaNavi, and we say it in the Zmiris Motzei Shabbos, Ish shloitam tam misa v'kfura. Eliyahu did not have to have misa v'kfura to make him do what's right. He was able to do what's right without misa v'kfura. And that's why many mefarshim explain the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that talks about how somebody sees that loylam, says the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Yagaz Adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. A person should have the Yetzer Torah prevail over the Yetzer Hara. Nitzchei Mutav, and if he's successful, great. Imlav Yasek B'Torah. The next way to accomplish it is by learning Torah. Nitzchei Mutav, Imlav Yikur Krishma. And the next method is Krishma. Nitzchei Mutav, if that works, great. Imlav Yasek Lo Yom HaMisa. So the HaFloh asks, if Yom HaMisa is the most powerful way to make it happen, why do we go with all the other steps, with Torah and Krishma, that only possibly have the ability, being successful, when Yom HaMisa seems to be the best, the most guaranteed way of being successful? Says the HaFloh, yes, Yaskal Yom HaMisa may be the most powerful and potent way to be Margaz Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara, to have the Yetzer Tov prevail. But that's not what Hashem wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us ki sifsei koyin yishmur das, that we should learn it from simcha. We should learn it from Yiras Shemayim. And that's what the Medrash begins with. Yiras Hashem tahira amedes la'ad. Aaron HaKoyin and his children became close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Yiras Hashem Taira, because they had pure, unadulterated Yiras Hashem. And the individual who has pure, unadulterated Yiras Hashem, that is the way to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the kind of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I made this la'ad, that remains forever. And that's why the Medrash says that Meira, Shinishyara Aaron, the Yiras Shemayim that Aaron used, that was the method that he used of realizing what we are to do in this world and how we are to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he used that method. Zocha v'nitna lo'i parasha zu, he was given this parasha of l'nefesh lo'i tamba ba'amav, and it remains with them. It doesn't leave the family of the Kohanim atzayf kol adoris forever. Forever, a Kohanim not just connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through v'sifsei koyin yishmur das, kimalach Hashem tzavakosu. And it's therefore the job of the Kohanim, is to teach us Torah. Because by teaching us Torah, and by teaching us the difference between Kodesh and Chol, that is the preferred method and the optimal method of how we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize recognize our objective in this world.